How is camaraderie with this group?
It's great. With the offensive line specifically? Yeah. Oh, we're doing awesome. I mean, we're taking each and every day. I mean, we're excited. We're ready to get out there and get better each and every day.
How much carryover do you think there is from that to actual on-field performance?
I mean, it's critical. This time of the year, we're all working really hard. We're all tired and, you know, wanting to go inside of the air conditioning, but we're out here getting better. And it's critical because when you're in the games and it comes down to the fourth quarter, you look over and you see your buddy who you guys busting our butts all day. And, you see him working just as hard. It motivates you to get better and to keep playing and to keep going. So, this time's critical.
What different is the scheme and blocking the calls and everything from what you're used to?
There's only so many ways you can run past the ball, but I mean it's every offense has its thing, and so there's been a handful of things I've had to adjust to, but feel very comfortable with it.
This line had last year, a lot of people are really looking at you guys, you with a lot of hope. How do you feel about kind of shouldering that?
I mean, I'm not worried about any of that. I'm just here to do the best I possibly can. That's what I'm going to do each and every week, the best I possibly can.
Intensity of Sperano's style?
Oh, he's a great coach. I'm very happy to be have him as a coach. So I'm just trying to learn and grow as a player as much as I possibly can.
How would you describe his style?
His style? Oh, I mean, he's very demanding, and that's exactly what you need an offensive line coach. He demands excellence. So just go out there and do everything you possibly can to do it right.
How difficult is it for you not really knowing for sure who's going to be playing guard next game?
I'm not worried about any of that stuff. Right now, I'm just worrying on myself, just trying to get the best I possibly can.
But, I mean, when you talk about building camaraderie, does that affect you?
Well, as an offensive lineman, it doesn't matter if you're first, second, or third string. You're expected to know what you're doing. You're expected to, if you're thrown in there starting a game, to know what your role is and to do your job. So I'm more confident no matter who's playing, I'm playing next to.
How about when you look, across the line and Riley's not there? I mean, I know it's early, but you head into pads without him, one of the guys.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I know he's bummed. He'll be out there soon, I'm sure. But Rashad, he's stepping up and he's doing a great job and he's taking advantage of the opportunity. So everyone's just doing their best they can to get better.
What's it like going against Daniil?
He's a really good defensive end, so I'm having a lot of fun with it. it's definitely going to make me a better player for sure, going up against him every day.
What does he bring that's unique to the team?
I mean, he's just got a little bit of everything, and he's really good at them all, so you just got to be ready for whatever he brings.
I feel like the right tackle has become just as important as the left tackle in the league.
I think every position is important out there, to be honest. There's no easy positions. Every position is incredibly difficult and very important.